Well, hello everybody and welcome. My name is DeCourcy Williams and this is the Uplifting Words Podcast. And I want to thank each and every one of you guys for listening to the sound of my voice. And I wish you all peace, love, and happiness. First off, let me just start off this podcast episode by saying that we are quarantined, not quarantined in the house, but we're still here, we're still home, we're still battling coronavirus, and my son is upstairs. So if you hear any extra noises, that's probably him screaming at his video games. He's very big into Fortnite, and I've tried to tell him to calm it down and be quiet, but you know how we are when we're kids, so we gotta be loud. So anyway, if you do hear any extra noises, I do apologize. But let's get on with this episode here. I hope everybody's having a wonderful, wonderful week. We're going through the passing of the senator. I believe today, the day that I'm recording this, his eulogy is going on right about now. And it's just kind of, it's strange just to see, like, how things are playing out. Like, the president was not invited to his funeral, I don't think. But then he also said he wouldn't go. I'm talking about John Lewis, by the way, for those who didn't know who I was talking about. But President Obama is going to deliver the eulogy. And, you know, it's really being played, it's really being downplayed by this current president as if this isn't a big deal that this man has passed on. And then also, we got the news today that Republican Senator Herman Cain passed away from coronavirus. Now, most recently, he was at an event, like a Trump rally, and he wasn't a fan of wearing masks. He wasn't a fan of, like, social distancing. He was a fan of just everything going back to normal as if nothing's going on. My heartfelt condolences go out to his family and his friends, man. Like, this is not how I would have liked for, I don't think anybody would have liked for any of this to play out. Like this virus is not, it's not political. Like, it's, the virus is not a Democrat or a Republican virus. Like, it is a virus, and it doesn't care who you support or who you like or your views. Like, I'm still of the mindset that if there's one thing, if there's one person that can be saved by the measures that we're taking, like wearing masks and social distancing, and maybe some businesses might have to go to half capacity, or I mean, some industries have just kind of closed up, period. But you're weighing that versus a person's life. And I still believe that if we could potentially save one person's life by taking some of these measures, which might seem extreme, then I'm kind of all for it. I'm sorry. Like, I value human life more than business, than profits, than things just kind of going back to normal. And my issue with this virus is that everybody is trying to compare it to something. Like, we haven't seen this before. This is COVID-19. This is a different strain of something that was going on back in 2005 or 2010. Yeah, we've had versions of coronavirus, but this is a different strain. And the things that we have to fight against other versions of coronavirus, they're not working against this one. So, there was a video also shared just on Monday of this one doctor, and I forgot her name already, but she was apparently, her and a couple of other doctors got in front of a court building like in Washington and started touting the effects of this hydroxychloroquine and saying that it's a cure for coronavirus and people don't need to wear masks. And she's treated hundreds of patients with a combination of like zinc, hydroxychloroquine, and something else. And like, they've basically cured the coronavirus. Now, I would be all for that. I am all for that. I'm all for finding a cure or finding some sort of way to stop this. But then on the other hand, this woman got up and she's known for saying that women and their gynecological problems stem from them having demons ejaculating into their womb. Like, she's all about, I can't even explain it, but on one hand, she's saying this one thing that people agree with, like with the hydrochloroquine being an effective treatment or whatever. But then on the other hand, she's saying that witches and demons can astrally project their sexual power to people, and people can have sex with like demons and witches while they sleep, and that's where a lot of like diseases come from. And to me, I'm sorry, I can't separate that from anything that she says. So to me, anything that she says after that, which is the thing about the hydrochloroquine, is just like, this like ridiculous. Like, I can't get with that. I'm sorry, man. There's so much going on right now. It's so much confusing and crazy times, and it's really hard to know who to trust, who to listen to. There's government censorship. There's censorship from these tech companies like the Facebooks and the Twitters. It seems like if you say something that they don't like or that they don't agree with, or it could be something that doesn't have any scientific facts backing it up, then you're getting censored. Now, I kind of agree. If you're just spreading conspiracy theories and trying to get people riled up, then yeah, you probably shouldn't have any kind of soapbox. You might be, I don't know. It's crazy because people that say stuff like that, they believe that everybody else is wrong and they are right. Like this woman actually, and she's a doctor. She's a practicing doctor. She has an active medical license. She has a practice in Texas. And she actually tells people that their gynecological issues can be attributed to their dream state sex habits. Like, I'm sorry, that just sounds completely and utterly ridiculous to me. Like, I can't. Her name is Stella Emanuel. She was the main one that was standing up in the video touting the effects of hydrochloroquine. And it was like Monday. Everybody on social media was sharing just a video of her talking about her using the zinc, hydrochloroquine, and something else as a cure for coronavirus, and that us here in the U.S. have been doing it wrong. We don't need to wear masks. We don't need to do anything. We just need to give people this cocktail of medicine, and we'll be all right. But then upon further investigation, we find out about like her people having sex dreams and receiving demon sperm and problems such as endometriosis and infertility and miscarriage and sexually transmitted infections are caused by spirits, like people having sex in their dreams with demons and witches. And this isn't some old saying, like she was saying this back in 2015, 2016, 2017. Like she is saying that alien DNA is being used in medical treatments. Like today, like doctors are using alien DNA to help treat some of our ailments. She has also said that reptilian aliens run the government and they're kind of like in disguise. We can't tell who they are. She has also stated, and this was also in 2015, that Illuminati are using witches to destroy the world by means of abortion, gay marriage, children's toys, and media like Harry Potter, Pokemon, Wizards of Waverly Place, Hannah Montana, and other things. And then on top of that, she also said that there are scientists developing vaccines to stop people from being religious. Now, I'm sorry, I cannot separate all of those beliefs, like all of those beliefs she's bringing to her practice on a daily basis and talking to people and feeding them this. And then she's coming out and saying hydrochloroquine is a cure for coronavirus. And people just kind of just believe that. When we've had Dr. Fauci for years, we can go back and look at his record. He served under presidents. He's been the number one leading infectious disease doctor for decades. And just because he does not think that hydrochloroquine has not been proven a treatment for a coronavirus, And because Donald Trump is now distancing himself from Dr. Fauci, now all of a sudden Dr. Fauci is a fraud. And then we hear this woman in one day and nobody goes back and looks at things that she's done, things that she's said. Like, oh my goodness. Like, it's so strange to me. Like, that mindset is so strange. It's like people just want to believe what Donald Trump says so bad. And Donald Trump himself, distancing himself from Dr. Fauci, found this woman and the other doctor. Apparently the video was all staged by Breitbart, by the way. Like, this isn't like a national accredited news source that touted this video. This was a video produced by Breitbart, which is run by Trump's good buddy Steve Bannon, who was also former White House advisor or something he did for Donald Trump. Anyway, wow. And if it sounds like I'm exhausted, it is because I allowed myself to go down this rabbit hole, and I shouldn't have. And that actually ties into what I want to discuss for this episode of the podcast. I want to talk about, like, the media that we consume. More importantly, more specifically, actually, reality TV, reality shows. I've noticed a weird trend going on in my own household surrounding reality television. I want to talk about that when I come back. So enough about the news. Condolences go out to Herman Cain, who passed away from coronavirus. And condolences to Representative John Lewis, who's today being eulogized by President Barack Obama. And there's just so much. The NBA season is starting up its modified season, I believe, tonight. We're going to see how that goes. Major League Baseball is trying to start their season, but I believe one of the teams had to kind of pull out of that because like 15 or 20 of their players tested positive for COVID-19. So, I mean, I understand that we're trying to get things kind of quote unquote back to normal. But unfortunately, I think that we are just going to have to learn how to live with this virus. I mean, you see other countries that have gone through it and gotten to the other side, and they're able to kind of get back to normal with like no social distancing, no masks or anything like that. But they went through a hardcore shutdown at the beginning. They weren't like us in America. We were like, well, we're Americans. We can do what we want to do. And I'm not going to let the government tell us what to do. And like, we didn't do any of that. We were just kind of still trying to go on with life as we knew it, and I believe we're paying the price for that still. So but anyway, let me take a quick break, and I'm gonna come back, and we're gonna talk about like this whole social media whirlwind, reality TV, and dealing with Twitter and Facebook and things like that, and just how healthy can that be. So I'll be right back, and I hope you guys stick with me. Hey everybody, DeCourcy Williams here, and I have a quick question for you. Are you interested in wine? Do you enjoy drinking a glass every now and again? Have you ever gone to the grocery store and just been overwhelmed with the amount of selections that you can choose from? Well, I think I may have a solution for you. Let me introduce you to Wine Ambassador. Wine Ambassador's vision is to become the number one wine club in the world through word of mouth marketing. If you click on the link in the show notes description, you'll be taken to an area where you can learn a little bit more about this amazing company. We have different ways that you can be a part of this company, and you can earn wine for free. And on top of that, you can earn a pretty sizable income as well. So if you're interested in turning your love of wine into a profitable business, you can contact me on Instagram under Corsi the Wine Lover, or just send me a message here on the podcast. I'd be more than happy to answer any questions for you. Thank you very much. Hey there, podcast listeners. DeCourcy Williams here, and I've got a quick treat for you. Have you ever wanted to start investing your money? Did you ever want to get into the stocks game but didn't know where to get started? Did you want to have some money saved up for that rainy day fund that you've been talking about? Well, let me introduce you to Stash Invest.
Stash is the app that you can have right on your mobile device, and it'll allow you to save money incrementally without even thinking about it. You can also invest your money into ETFs and stocks on a weekly, a bi-weekly, or monthly basis. Whether you're saving for retirement, or saving for that next big vacation, or just building up some cash for that next big purchase, you can be confident that Stash will help you reach your goals. So click the link in the description. You'll get $5 for starting with Stash for free if you click the link, and you'll be on your way to a better financial future. So click the link and let's get stashing.
All right, well, thank you very much for sticking with me. Welcome back, guys. And I'm talking about the effects of our social media that is having on our lives, and more importantly, reality television shows. Now, with the pandemic going on and a lot of us being in TV, a lot of us being in the house a little more than often than not, actually, I've noticed an uptick of my wife watching reality television shows. And now the big one that she's watching is called Below Deck Mediterranean. And that's basically just a show about chartered yachts that are in these exotic locations. And they've got these customers that come on and pay for a certain amount of time on the yacht to get spoiled and treated like royalty or whatever it is that they want. And it just follows the lives of, like, the captain of the yacht and a couple of the deck hands and, like, some stewardesses who's responsible for service and the girls that's responsible for, like, cleaning up after the people and making up the beds, you know, things like that. And it got me really wondering about how much in the average household, how much is reality TV being consumed? And I'll give you a reason why that's a thing for me here in a minute. But if you think about it, there's so many different reality shows out. I mean, there's a reality show for whatever you can think about. They got doctor reality shows, and you got Real Housewives, and you got cooking shows, and singing shows, talent contests, woodworking. I even show a reality show about these people making like weapons, like swords, like they were metal workers. I forgot the name of it, but they would have to come up with a design for like a medieval weapon, like a sword or like a mace or like an axe or something else. I mean, it's just so much out there. And some of them are just like ratchet. I'll just throw that word out there. Like any of the Real Housewives to me are just like ratchet. They're just like well-to-do women. They might be married. They might not be. But they've got some money. They've got some clout. And they're just going along with their natural days, like, doing really stupid things to me. Like, I don't know. I can't watch it. But it just always seems like drama. Like, always arguing, always picking fights. And this girl's dress isn't hot or cute. Or they're going to a party and the girl is wearing white and it's after Labor Day or whatever. And, you know, something just really stupid. And Kardashians, they're a perfect example of a really stupid reality show. And I remember back in the day, it kind of, for me, it started like back at the Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous with Robin Leach. And I truly believe that the reason for reality shows were started because people were curious about how rich folks lived. Like for some reason, the general public had it in their mind that people that had a whole bunch of money didn't do regular things like regular people did. I remember when Diddy had his reality show, can't even remember the name of it, but he was in the bathroom, like using the bathroom. And even on camera, he was like, "Yes, folks, I use the bathroom too, just like you guys do." And I'm just like, wow, it's amazing that he had to like say that, because what people think that because he has a whole bunch of money that he doesn't like go to the bathroom, or, you know, it's all kinds of things. So Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous was really about millionaires and their households and what kind of mansion they lived in and what kind of yacht they owned or what kind of private plane that they had on standby to whisk them away whenever they wanted. But it seems like nowadays any old body can have a reality show about any old topic and it could just be like regular everyday people. Now, aside from like the ratchet ones, like the Real Housewives of whatever, or any of the Kardashians or things like that, some of them are actually quite inspirational. And like America's Got Talent, you watch that show sometimes, it can really tug on your heartstrings about some of the stuff that people have gone through and what has led them to chase after like that dream. A lot of them, when they go on that show, their dream is to get noticed, get famous, be on that stage, and whatever talent that they have, sharing it with the world, which, by the way, I think is the secret of life, finding that talent and sharing it. But a lot of these people, like, you just wouldn't believe what they've gone through, the things that they've had to go through, and how they are still here, how they made it, and they're able to get up on whatever stage and share whatever talent that they have. Those are the ones that I kind of like. I can watch those and have like tears welling up in my eyes, because some people, they just go through just some crap. Like, it's crazy just some of the stuff that people have to go through. Now, on one hand, I think people watch reality TV to be thankful that they don't have to go through that stuff. Like, like kind of like a, you're watching it because you're more happy that it's happening to somebody else than happening to you type of thing. But like I said, I think that reality TV cripples us. It cripples us because we sit around and watch other people going after their own dreams, and we don't go after ours. Like some of the real inspirational stories of the things that people have had to overcome in order to get to their dream, like a lot of us, we're just kind of sitting at home watching, and we haven't really gone through anything on that level, but we're not as passionate about whatever it is that we really want to go after as the people that's on TV. And I mean, it goes back to like kind of like daily habits, like and where you give your energy. That's why when I say when you first wake up in the morning, the worst possible thing to do is open up your Facebook feed or your social media feed or open up any emails. Like, you have to have that time that's devoted to your dreams, your goals, the steps that you're going to take to get them done, and like get that stuff out of the way first thing in the morning. I'm not saying like don't consume any social media or don't watch any reality TV. I would just like for people to make themselves a priority first and then go out and fritter away time looking at whatever it is you want to look at. But I've also said success leaves clues. And a lot of the millionaires, a lot of the super successful people, the people you might look up to, they don't spend any time watching reality TV. A lot of them don't even spend time watching TV, period. A lot of times people get so busy and so obsessed with their passion and their dream, they don't have time for that. And that might be a way to go for a lot of people, like a kind of like a social detox, so to speak, where, you know, I don't know, take a day or so and don't do any social media, don't watch any TV, and just take some time to focus purely on yourself. Now, there's been speculation about how this country is going to come out of this pandemic, or when this country is going to come out of this pandemic. And it seems like every time we make some leeway, something else happens, and it's just been dragging on and on and on. Now, there are a couple of things that I've attempted to, or that I've done, to put my family in a better position after all of this is over. And that didn't happen by watching reality TV. Let me tell you that first of all. But I mean, this is a perfect time period to get some of those things done. Like maybe get your credit in order, or I've almost paid off my car, and I wouldn't have been able to do this kind of without the pandemic. I don't know if that sounds right, but being in this pandemic has really forced me to take a look at what's important and what's not important. And I've used that as fuel in order to get some things done. So I've got my blog pretty much finished. I've been advertising to pages. I've got a couple of other businesses that I've started that I've been jumping on. Like I said, cars paid off. I've taken some steps to improve credit. Like I feel like I've really gotten a lot done in these last couple of months than I've gotten done in the last couple of years, if that makes any sense. And unfortunately, it was because we've been forced to slow down. Like, we had to slow down life in order to kind of, for people like me. I don't know if it's anybody else that feels like this, but I feel like I've gotten more accomplished due to this pandemic than if life would have just continued on as normal. It would have just been the same old thing day in and day out. Like the whole, I would have realized that, yeah, I need to make a change, but this television show is on. Let me go watch how so-and-so and such is living their life. And that's what I think is the problem with these shows, these reality shows. It's all about your perspective to me, I think. And watching somebody else live their dreams is so much more destructive than you taking the steps to live yours. And to me, I don't believe that it's worth it. Like, any restaurant that I've worked at, I've always thought that it should have been a reality show. Like, you could take any restaurant. Like, if you're out there and you're eating and you're having a good time, you have no idea the pandemonium that's going on back there in that kitchen. I mean, pretty much at all times. Like, it's always something going on. You might not even know about it. So you can go to Wendy's and bring in a camera crew, and it would be an interesting reality TV show. Not even gonna lie. So that's just always been like a weird thing. And I wonder why that they haven't done that. You know, you got your Gordon Ramsay's with his Hell's Kitchen, and you've got Bobby Flay was on a couple of reality shows, and Guy Fieri does his dips, dives, and whatever. But man, like if you would actually get a camera in the back of a kitchen and see what goes on back there, whew, I think a lot of y'all would stop eating out. you would start cooking at home for yourself instead of putting people through the mess that goes on back there. But that could be said about any profession. If you knew the inner workings of what goes on, you probably want to give the people that have to work there a break. But anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you guys. I want to encourage people to, I'm not saying don't watch any reality TV or don't do any social media. What I'm saying is make sure that you have time blocked away for you, for your dreams, for your goals. Make sure that you are putting yourself first. It's kind of like people who are uber rich and they say the first thing that you should do is pay yourself first. That's like a strategy of building wealth, getting ahead financially, paying yourself first. Well, make sure that you focus on your goals first before you give your energy and time and attention away to somebody else that's really doing nothing more than what you could be doing. You could be going after that goal and it might take a couple years, might take some time, but you could find yourself in a position where your dreams are coming true, and then you look back and be like, wow, I got here by cutting out some unnecessary stuff, like, you know, like reality TV. So that's what I have for you guys for today. I want to thank you very much for joining me. I want to invite you to continue to follow me on my Instagram page at Corsi the Wine Lover. Don't forget to go to my blog, Corsi's Corner of Online Treasures, all of which you will find links to down below in the show notes. You can also find me on Facebook. I think I've got everything out of the way. So you guys have a very, very good weekend. And you know, this growing list of people that we're losing to coronavirus, man, I just send my prayers and thoughts out to your friends and family members. I mean, this is just kind of a horrible, horrible thing that we're going through. So I just encourage everybody to stay encouraged, keep your head lifted, and you know, keep pushing for the future. So with that being said, you guys have a wonderful, wonderful day. I will see you in the next one.